I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. Hello, hello, my friends. So today I'm sitting here in my office and I'm able to look out the window. The cool thing about recording a podcast is that it doesn't take too much computer work as far as, you know, having to do stuff on the computer as you're recording. And so what I love about recording this podcast from my office is that I'm able to look out the window and just really experience and really see what is going on outside. Today, we have some beautiful April showers going on. The month of April here in South Texas has been a little bit weird. It's been super, super cloudy, a ton of cloud cover, which thinking back, doesn't really feel like that's normal for April. But unfortunately, you know, we didn't get to see the eclipse because of the cloud cover. But I think the stinky thing about cloud cover is when it really doesn't produce anything, you know, like where you have to, you know, be very, very intentional on catching those glimpses of when the sun actually does come out. But when it's cloudy and no rain is coming, right? Because I love me a good rain shower. I love listening to it pitter pat against the window. I love when it comes at night and I'm actually able to hear it on our skylight and just what it produces out in the world. Just yesterday, my husband actually put into the ground the planting that we are doing this spring. I think he's got some okra going out there. He is trying for the first time bell peppers. And so the rain is much needed and much welcomed. So I hope that wherever you are listening to this podcast, if you are finding yourself in the month of April, if you're listening to it in the now time, I hope that wherever you are, you're having a beautiful day and a beautiful experience as well. So today, what do I want to talk to you about? If you listened to my podcast last week, I talked about beliefs and about creating new beliefs for yourself and how when you are creating a new belief, it's basically you making a new agreement. It's basically you making the decision that what I have been believing, I no longer want to believe. And I actually want to believe something new. Now, the power of your beliefs and the power behind what it is that you believe can and will help you create the life that you want. It will help you create what you truly want your experience in this world to look like, to feel like. And it can help you create the life that you want. So your beliefs and what you believe about yourself and what you believe your abilities are so powerful. And so I want to continue talking about that today. And I want to share with you a tool that I use not only for myself, but also within my coaching practice. And I believe so strongly about that it's actually part of my 90-day planner as well. And so the official, unofficial name for this tool is called The Document. Now, I was first introduced to The Document by my own coach, Amber Smith. And when I checked back with her, because I wanted to ask her, you know, hey, where did this concept come from when you first learned it? And so she reminded me that the concept comes from the book, The Ultimate Coach by Amy Hardison. What I love about continuously being in a posture of learning and in a posture of growth is taking on a concept that you learned from someone else and making it your own. The reason that I say this is because you can go look up this book, The Ultimate Coach. You can also Google the document. You can also go to YouTube and type in the document. And what you're going to get is all kinds of information on how other people have taken this concept, interpreted it, and made it their own. And so I always tell my clients, you know, take from me what is useful to you, because you are not actually going to take it on as a tool, as a strategy, as a means to change or to create something new in your life if you don't make it your own. So when I talk to you about how I utilize my document, you might go to this book, The Ultimate Coach, and you might hear a different way that Amy Hardison and even her husband, Steve Hardison, utilize the document. So today what I'm going to share with you is how I interpreted it through my learning with my coach, how I have made it my own, how I utilize it and teach it to my clients, and also how I have actually incorporated it as part of a success strategy for the clients that use my 90-day planner. And so what I did when I first created my own document is I really, really took some quiet time to think about the different areas of my own life. Thought about what was working in my life and what I wanted to change. And of course, this incorporated my relationships, this incorporated my business, this incorporated how I was showing up in the world. And so what I did was I thought about how empowered I want to feel with creating my life the way that I want to live my life out. And so as I was doing this, I started thinking up and brainstorming some different I am statements that would help me to be the person that I want to be in the world. You've heard me talk several times about the principle be, do, have, because I firmly believe that when we are being our highest self, we are creating the actions that we want to take that will create the results that we want in our lives. And so I created these I am statements that would help me to remind myself of who it is that I want to be and what it is that I have to believe about myself in order to embody that. So utilizing these I am statements on my document helps me to do that. When I first started my document, I really came up with about 10 I am statements centered around the brainstorming that I did of who it is that I wanted to be in the world. So it was sentences like, I am love. I am that I need nothing. I am that money is easy. I am that I am easily generous with my money. These are just some of the examples that I came up with. And so how I utilize this document is that every single day, I come back to this document and I read through each sentence and I read through it out loud so that my brain is processing it through my eyes, through my voice, through hearing my own voice. I speak these sentences slowly so that I can allow my body the opportunity to feel like what it would feel like when I am believing that I am, that I need nothing. Now, remember last week, I had told you that in order to believe something new, you have to practice and repeat, practice and repeat. And so anytime I read through this document and I embody the sentences that I am saying to myself, when I feel a dip in my energy or when I feel like I am not being and operating from that highest self, I bring back the sentences that help me to feel the most powerful in that situation. Now, here's how I utilize it within my 90-day planner. So I go through a practice with my clients. When they purchase their 90-day planner, they get a free strategy session. And so we have this practice that we go through. It's a smaller scale of what I did when I first created my document because we're doing this together. And so I go through with them a specific practice to help them to create those I am statements for themselves. And then each day as they are filling in their planner, there is a space called Things I Want to Believe. And so once they have created their document with their I am statements, I encourage them to pick the top three that they want to work on over the next 90 days, okay? And then each day, they write in that same I am statement. And yes, I encourage them to stick with the same top three for the next 90 days. Now, there's a whole practice for how we go about changing out the ones that we want to focus on. And I won't go into it here, but what I do want to tell you is how powerful this document and the utilization of it on a daily basis has been in my own life. Because once you start embodying these I am statements, they automatically become part of who it is that you are being and how you are showing up in the world. And once you practice utilizing them, they come up so much easier in your day-to-day life. They help you to start operating in the world at your highest level, at who it is that you truly want to be in the world. So what I've shared with you today is just how I am utilizing my interpretation of the document. And yes, there is so much more out there to be learned. And I am myself am interested in learning more about this. But again, as I always say to my clients, start in baby steps. Start taking the information that you want to take and discover for yourself how you can incorporate it in your life. When you feel like you've got a firm grasp on it, when you feel like you've got a handle on it and you're utilizing it in a way that works best for you, then you have the opportunity to take it to the next step. Then you have the opportunity to do more research on it, learn more about it. And that is exactly why I wanted to give you that information in that it's not just something that I am doing in my practice, but it is being done in several different realms and in several different ways. The good thing about it is that we always have the choice of taking something that we're learning and creating and making it our own. Because when we make it our own, we embody it, we utilize it as we see it fitting best in our own lives. And that is how you create change. So if you're ready to take that next baby step in creating your own document, in creating your own I am statements, there's a couple of ways that you can do that with me. You can do that by purchasing a 90-day success planner, and we can go through the specific strategies that I have taught inside the planner with my own clients as to how to utilize the top three of the new beliefs that you want to believe about yourself. Or we can do a Rediscover You call, and I will help you go through a specific step-by-step process to help you to create your own document as well. You guys, my life literally has changed because I started believing in new things about myself. Creating this document for myself has been one of those tools that has been a huge game changer in how I am creating new beliefs about myself. My mission is that every woman believes that they have the power to create an amazing lifestyle for themselves, that they have the ability to have the connection in the relationships that they want for themselves, and to be free and abundant in creating and rediscovering their joy. So if you share my mission, will you please do me a favor? Please go back and leave this episode a 5-star review. Leaving a 5-star review will get this episode and other episodes like it into the ears of women who need it. Then share this with as many women as you can think of that may need to hear this message as well. Also, I would love for you to follow me on my social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So until next time, go and have an amazing week. Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit ChristyBallardFillaney.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.